Hello. Yes.
Hola.
Hi, how are you?
What?
Who the fuck is this?
What?
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
All right.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
I don't know.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Really?
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
How did I know you do that? You called me.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
How could I call your phone if I don't even know who the hell you are?
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't know. I don't think you know who the fuck you are either.
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that you got a problem there.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
And I don't think you could do yours either.
You know something, in the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
That's nice.
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
All right, my problem.
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
And who are you talking to?
I'm going to see you in jail. I'm a widow,
okay,
and I know how to play that to the full extent.
All right, well, who are you looking for?
Come to the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like. Come on over, honey.
Yeah, okay. And where's that?
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him.
Okay. Sounds interesting. And who are you?
You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
Well, who do you want to talk to?
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
Oh, what?
What is your last thought gonna be?
What's my last thought gonna be?
Let me show you my concealed carry.
How the hell are you
going
to do that? You're on the phone.
I'm not a nice lady, honey. I'm a motherfucking bitch. And I will rip your fucking face off and shove it down your throat.
Why don't you tell me what your name is?
What kind of a Christian plays your fucking game? Give me a break. May God strike you dead, you piece of shit.
Oh, good. Same to you, too. That's a nice thing to come out of someone's mouth.
I've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard.
Richard, Lisa, security guards? I don't know Richard, and I don't know Lisa.
I already told you
I
once before.
I don't know if you're telling the right number or not.
My nephew is a deputy sheriff. I already got the first phone number that you called from. I will get another phone number from you. They'll trace you down, and I'm going to see you in jail for harassment.
What's the other number that you have?
I know how to play the widow bit to the full extent.
I'm not playing the game. You're calling me. You're talking abusive to me, and I'm being polite.
Also, sweetheart, I hit the button on my answering machine. I've got this whole motherfucking shit. You're recorded, baby.
And what did I say to you that's making you talk to me like that in this manner?
I accidentally hit a button, and you're being recorded, and I'm going to give it to my nephew.
Okay, let me take a world-inspired guess of who I'm talking to.
And all the other ladies you called also got the phone numbers, dummy. We've got them on our phone.
Other ladies I've called?
This is my only day off, and I don't want to deal with a piece of shit like you. Now, I'd love you to come over, sweetheart.
I have not called anybody.
You come over, I'm going to blow your belly button through your spine.
Now you're threatening me. I haven't said anything threatening. I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, it works, honey.
Wait, I don't know who you are.
I've got my own handyman that takes incredibly good care of me.
That's good. Who? What are you talking to?
God is looking at you now and going, where the hell did I fuck up?
And he's saying the same thing. When you point the finger at somebody, remember, one finger's pointing at you, one finger's pointing back at me, and one's pointing up to the man who knows the difference.
You should have been an aborted fetus because you're fucking nuts. And if you call me again, I'd love to know where you live, honey.
Okay, I live in Queens.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Good. I don't know why you're talking to me like this. I don't even know who you are.
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call.
Good.
And you know what? I'm going to report you.
You called me.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Excuse me.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't know who you are either. If I've dialed your number in the past by mistake, I apologize, but I do not say anything rude to people's answering machines. And I do not talk rudely to people, like you are doing right now.
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
Well, if that's your opinion, fine. Do you know who you're talking to?
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
And I would probably say you probably couldn't even do the same.
You know something, in the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
Okay, that's good. And what area is that?
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
Well, you just said your house had a sign in front of it that said it's the most prettiest in the neighborhood. And now you're telling me you live in a double-sided mobile home.
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
Why do you keep calling me buddy? I'm not.
I'm going to see you in jail. I'm a widow, and I know how to play that to the full extent.
Really?
Come to the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looked like.
A what?
Come on over, honey.
Uh-huh.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him.
Okay. And What name are you going to report to him?
You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
I'm not. Do you keep calling me buddy? I don't know who buddy is.
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Burner phones, I don't even know what the hell one is. I don't even have a cell phone.
What is your last spot going to be?
Excuse me?
Let me show you my concealed carry.
Oh, you have a concealed weapon. Okay, that's nice.
I'm not a nice lady, honey. I'm a motherfucking bitch. And I will rip your fucking face off and shove it down your throat.
That's nice.
What kind of a Christian plays your fucking game? Give me a break. May God strike you dead, you piece of shit.
Who said I was Christian? If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be talking like that.
I've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard.
Okay, I don't know who Richard is, I don't know who Teresa is, and I don't know who the security guard is. I have no idea.
I already told
about?
You once before, my nephew is a deputy sheriff.
Yeah, your nephew,
I already got the first phone number that you called from. I will get another phone number
first,
from you.
The
They'll
I
trace
you
down,
what?
And I'm going to see you in jail for harassment.
Excuse me, let me get a word in edgewise here. What number called you?
I know how to play the widow bit
I'm
to
not,
the full
I'm
extent.
I'm asking you who called me. I've had people call me with the wrong number by one digit, and they called me 3 or 4 times and left nasty messages on my answering machine.
Also, sweetheart, I hit the button on my answering machine. I've got this whole motherfucking shit. You're recorded, baby.
Good. Well, then maybe I could tell you a joke.
I accidentally hit a button, and you're being recorded, and I'm going to give it to my nephew.
Why did the toothbrush cross the road? Why did the toothbrush cross the road?
And all the other ladies you called also got the phone numbers, dummy. We've got them on our phone.
Who are you?
This is my
anybody.
Only day off, and I don't want
to
deal with a piece of shit
that.
Like you. Now, I'd love you to come over,
before.
Sweetheart.
Okay? Where am I coming over to?
You come over, I'm going to blow your belly button through your spine.
Oh, and you're a pretty bad shot.
Yeah, it works, honey.
Well, yeah, I read in a book somewhere where a medic pulled out his pistol in Vietnam and he shot the Vietnamese guy who then right in the neck and his head fell off. And the guy said, "Great shot." And he goes, "No, I was aiming for his nuts."
I've got my own handyman that takes incredibly good care of me.
Good. I'm very happy for you.
God is looking at you now and going, "Where the hell did I fuck up?"
Oh, God's looking at you too and probably saying the same thing. And he's asking, "Why are you talking for me?"
You should have been an aborted fetus because you're fucking nuts. And if you call me again, I'd love to know where you live, honey.
I have no idea who you are. I told you I live in Queens.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Good. Do that. Trace it, draw it, sketch it, spray paint it on a wall.
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Good. Please.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
And like I said, I do not know who you are. You told me about Richard and Teresa and a security guard, and I don't know who you're talking about.
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
I would not say that. I would, no. No. But I would suggest that maybe you are, because you're talking to somebody who does not know who the hell you are.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
Well, you repeated the same thing over and over and over again.
You know something? In the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
I know your house was the prettiest for the last 4 years. You've told me that 3 times. And you told me you live in a double-wide trailer.
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
That's what you just said to me. I'm just repeating what you said to me.
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
Why don't you tell me, buddy? If you know who I am, why don't you tell me my name?
I'm going to see you in jail. I'm a widow, and I know how to play that to the full extent.
Okay, you're going to see me in jail. Are you in jail?
Come to the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like.
Please, show me. Just tell me where I gotta go. I live in Queens.
Come on over, honey.
I don't know where you're at.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him.
You told me your nephew is a sheriff. You told me that before.
You want to fucking play games, buddy?
Play games. No, I don't want to play games with you. I know I have a friend that's a police officer.
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
I have no idea what a burn phone is, ma'am.
What is your last thought going to be?
What is my last thought going to be? When is this phone call going to end?
Let me show you my concealed carry.
Well, how can I see it if you don't show it? How are you going to show it to me over the phone?
I'm not a nice lady, honey. I'm a motherfucking bitch. And I will rip your fucking face off and shove it down your throat.
You said that before. You're repeating yourself.
What kind of a Christian plays your fucking game? Give me a break. May God strike you dead, you piece of shit.
Well, you're not. Well, may the Lord do the same to you if that's the case.
I've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard.
And you've told me you've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard. And I do not know who Richard is, I do not know who Teresa is, and I don't know who your security guard is. I don't even know who in the God's green earth that you are. So,
I already told you once before, my nephew is a deputy sheriff.
You've told me
I already got the first phone number that you called from. I will get another phone number from you. They'll trace you down, and I'm going to see you in jail for harassment.
Okay. I haven't called you. I don't even know who you are. Maybe you dialed the wrong number.
I know how to play the widow bit to the full extent.
You've been saying that to me. This is the 6th time you've said it.
Also, sweetheart, I hit the button on my answering machine. I've got this whole motherfucking shit. You're recorded, baby.
Well, I'm glad you're recording it because this is something I'm going to probably want to see on the internet.
I accidentally hit a button, and you're being recorded, and I'm going to give it to my nephew.
I'm glad, and I hope that you have a very lovely day.
And all the other ladies you called also got the phone numbers, dummy. We got them on our phone.
I don't know anybody.
This is my only day off, and I don't want to deal with a piece of shit like you. Now, I'd love you to come over, sweetheart.
Well, tell me where I have to come over to.
You come over, I'm going to blow your belly button through your spine.
You told me you're going to blow my belly button through my spine. Just tell me where you are so I can come over so you can shirt me. Maybe you put me out of my fucking misery. How about that? And then you won't have to be bothered with me.
Yeah, okay, it works, honey.
You won't have to do nothing. You won't have to get your nephew. You won't have to tell Richard and Teresa and the security guards.
I've got my own handyman that takes incredibly good care of me. God is looking at you now and going, where the hell did I fuck up?
I don't know where you did.
You should have been an aborted fetus because you're fucking nuts. And if you call me again, I'd love to know where you live, honey.
I told you that. I've already told you. Queens, find me.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
You told me that, too. I told you. Queens, find me.
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm
going to
report you.
Good. Report. Report, 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 report.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
You told me that, too.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
You don't know who I am, then why are you calling me?
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
And you told me that before. I think the same of you right now. Because you keep telling me the same thing over and over again.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
You just said that. And I would possibly say the same about you, but I do not know who you are. So I cannot pass judgment.
You know something? In the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
Your house has had a sign from it saying it's the nicest house, and you live in a double-wide trailer.
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
Double-wide mobile home trailer, same thing. It probably has the wheels hidden underneath. I don't care.
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
Why are you calling me buddy? My name isn't buddy.
I'm going to see you in jail. I'm a widow, and I know how to play that to the full extent.
Yes, you keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. I do not care.
Come to the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like.
You keep telling me that. I don't know where to go.
Come on over, honey.
Well, I would if you tell me where I have to go, where I have to show up so you could put my belly button through my spine.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to
you
him.
Tell me that too. God. And this is a recording and a recording and a recording and a recording, and I'm sure that whoever you play this back to is going to enjoy it all.
You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
You've been saying I want to play games, buddy. My name is not Buddy. I'm not playing a game. I just have no idea why the hell you're calling.
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
You keep saying I'm using a burn phone. You're reading from a script. This is probably AI, and I really don't care. So you know what I'm going to do right now, because you've been prattling on to me, and I've been polite.
What is your last thought going to be?
You asked me that already.
Let me show you my concealed carry.
Yeah, you said you were going to show me your concealed carry, and you said you were going to put my belly button through my spine. I already know that.
I'm not a nice lady, honey. I'm a motherfucking bitch. And I will rip your fucking face off and shove it down your throat.
I know. Yeah, and I know that. You've already told me that before, too. So, since we've been carrying on this conversation for like the past 25 minutes.
What kind of a Christian plays your fucking game? Give me a break. May God strike you dead, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you keep repeating yourself. I think you should take your medication, whether it's aspirin or something, I don't know.
I've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard.
Yes, I know. Richard, Teresa, and the security guard. And
I already told you once before. My nephew is a deputy sheriff. I already got the first phone number that
you
called from. I will get another phone number from you. They'll trace you down, and I'm going to see you in jail for harassment.
What's the other phone number that you have for me? Please tell me the other phone number you have for me. Can you do that?
I know how to play the widow bit to the full extent.
Yeah, to the fullest extent of the law. Yes, I understand what you're saying. But can you please tell me what number you have for me? Because I'm using a burner phone. I don't even know what that is. I've never even heard of it.
Also, sweetheart, I hit the button on my answering machine. I've got this whole motherfucking shit. You're recorded, baby.
And I'm being recorded, yes, I know. And I hope that this makes a very good CD.
I accidentally hit a button, and you're being recorded, and I'm going to give it to my nephew.
I am very glad. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation.
And all the other ladies you called also got the phone numbers, dummy. We've got them on our phone.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is my only day off, and I don't want to deal with a piece of shit like you. Now, I'd love you to come over, sweetheart.
Well, tell me where I have to show up.
You come over, I'm going to blow your belly button through your spine.
Yeah, you've told me that already.
Yeah, it works, honey.
Well, I'm sure it does.
I've got my own handyman that takes incredibly good care of me.
I'm not going to ask in what way, but that's besides the point. Hopefully he's tackled the holes in the wall.
God is looking at you now and going, where the hell did I fuck up? You should have been an aborted fetus because you're fucking nuts. And if you call me again, I'd love to know where you live, honey.
I just told you I live in Queens.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
And you've been telling me that, so trace it.
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
That's fine with me. You just keep repeating yourself. So this is either AI or this is a very lovely practical joke. And if it's gotten your rocks off, I'm so glad.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
There's a word of dictionary that says you're just a piece of effing shit.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
Right. And you talk to Richard and Teresa and the security guard. And you have a handyman that takes very good care of you. I'm very happy for you. Now, you've been traveling on for the past, 30 minutes now.
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
And I think the same of you.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
I'm saying that over and over again, and I thank you very much. Yes, I can hardly walk, and I can't blow my nose, because if I blew my nose, I'd probably blow my brains out, just like you probably just did.
You know something? In the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest, with a sign in the front, in this area.
That's nice.
What fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
And I think that's where you belong.
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.